Blog Talk Radio.
Hey,
it, I ain't nothing like a man. What up, that she had on her hip was that. Baby, how hard could it get? Give me the kiss, I give her the Chris Cat. Just filling the gap, I'ma let the team settle his back. I'm trying to party, but you wanna blow on my hat. That's a no-no, I'm trying to get to know this girl. You being JoJo, without the KC, you can't face me. It ain't a dude in this world that can replace me. Yeah, now she filling the kiss, you place yourself out. This is real as it gets.
I walked up in the club, and what did I see? I seen this cute girl standing next to me. I love the way she dancing, she dancing all alone. You should get with me, cause I'm a cute girl. Hey,
I wanna get to know ya.
Watch how I move.
Niggas know what it is.
As a thing, talented artist. He was there last week, Diamond Spotlight, you know what I'm saying? Already paid showcase, it went down. It was so much fun. G6 also killed it with Get to Know You, you know what I mean? Played that track. I performed too. It went down. It was so much fun. We're bringing it right back this Sunday, tomorrow night. Diamond Spotlight open mic. We welcome in comedians, singers, rappers, everything. Like, come out, network, meet SPEMG. Shout out to Philly Network. They partying right now, then at Chances. I think I'm going to get my butt right over there before the night is over. And plus, tonight is Truth or Dare Saturday. And I'm going to start trying not to curse. You think I could do it, brother? My co-host with me.
I think you can. You can do anything you set your mind to.
You always got some inspiring words. Inspire me not to curse, bro.
Let me think about that one. I like when you just express yourself free willingly. I like how it comes out. Even if you got to use one or two profanations in it.
Thanks. First of all, profanation is a great word. Please give us a definition. Like, no, I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. I'm gonna be 100. I really don't like it. Like, even when I'm going back and listening to Philly Show, I'm like, damn, that curse a hell of a lot. Like, every other four words is a damn curse word. Like, damn isn't a curse word, is it? Oh, whatever. Fuck it. Damn, fuck is a curse word. Fuck shit. All right, listen. I do. express myself with a bunch of profanation. But we're going to have some fun tonight, Truth or Dare Saturday. You know, the topic is, the truth is, have you ever stalked anybody? Be honest, you know what I mean? Have you ever been a stalker? You ever been guilty of stalking a person? And then the dare for the night, I dare you to go into a person's page and say, I stalk you. You know what I mean?
There's a whole lot of undercover stalkers out here.
Well, you know what? We're going to bring out all the stalkers, you know what I mean? We're going to bring you out of wraps, and we're going to create some new ones because I'm going to dare you to be on the person's page and say, I stalk you. Then we're going to definitely get some new Facebook friends tonight because we are going to need to accept our friend request, and then we're going to check out your activity and make sure you did the dare. Correctly. We're going to check in on some music, show some love tonight. Shout out to you, bro. We still try to get you a name. We'll call you Big Ego or something. I don't know.
Maybe one of the listeners, you can call in and suggest a name for me.
Well, see, is your shorty, your homie, she's still on the line? Because maybe she can help us out. Little kid.
Yeah, you know what? She is still holding on line, too.
Shout out to Kia. What's good? You had that baby yet? You name it Walia. What's good?
Nah, I had her, but I had a 5:49 this morning.
Shout out to the newborn baby. Congratulations, Kia.
Congratulations. Now you sound relaxed.
I'm drugged up. They got me cooked up. So I'm drugged up. It's kind of quiet. Can y'all hear me? Hello? What's going on with this friggin' thing? Hello?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you, definitely. Hello? Sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Let me take it off of this earpiece. Okay, I'm back.
I don't know what's wrong with our connection, but definitely congratulations. Is this your first child?
No. I ain't going to say how many I got.
We ain't got to get in your business. It's cool. But definitely shout out to your new baby girl. You know,
yeah, her name.
What's her name?
Team over there, kid.
Hold on, wait. Shut up, G. Her name is Giovanna Gianna.
Okay. Okay, I'm liking that name. I'm liking that. What you think, sis?
I think that's a really, really, really sweet name. I like it a lot.
Hold on, but you
she
know,
felt like
she
gonna be real.
She gonna be real important, doing real nice things. We are definitely, definitely, you know what I mean. She a part of Philly Shine because we was talking about she trying to come out. but stick with us. We gonna ask you the truth or dare question. Checking on some other callers. Play some more music. You know what I mean. I got some great music for my boy Spitter. Huh?
I'm going to try to stick in with y'all. I'm kind of drowsy.
Oh, and then, dang, let's ask you now then. Have you, Kia, ever stalked a person? That's tonight's truth, or do you want to dare? Go onto somebody's Facebook page right now or Twitter and say, I stalk you.
I take the truth. Have I ever stalked somebody? Yeah, when I was younger.
Scared. You scared. You're going to delete your page. I don't care if you do it to your family member or whatever. I want somebody to take the dare.
I'm going to comment on it,
and I'm going to say LOL. Like, no, tell us a story about the truth. Nah, I take that. I'm sorry. I'm greedy.
you want to take the
You know what?
Too.
She can do both.
Oh, yeah, everybody's welcome to do both.
Uh-oh. We have a little noise in the background. Okay.
Well, let us know your truth. When have you stalked a person?
Goodness gracious. Let's see. It was this guy that, you know, I was really feeling, and he was kind of like playing games. One minute he was cool with it, next minute he wasn't. And, like, I was just like, all the time, just, like, calling, like, are you really serious? Like, and then I would just keep, like, calling him, showing up at his house, like, come on, like, stop playing with me. Like, one minute you need me, on the next minute you don't.
Let me find out you're a professional stalker.
Hold on, wait, come on, D, stop playing with me. I stalk you, D.
No, don't
yeah,
stalk
y'all
know, you can't stalk me.
Y'all know most times I can relate to the topics, you know what I'm saying? So I think I am a professional stalker. Like, I am P.I. stalker number one on the mat, you know what I'm saying? I got like 10 stars as a stalker. It's a damn shame, but, you know, sometimes it's real fun. I just stalk my friends. I go pop up at their house, eat their barbecue, you know what I mean? Desserts, I fucks with that, drink the beer, let's go. I say you can have fun stalking people, you know what I mean?
I want to hear your story about who you stalk.
Stories of me stalking can sometimes be found online. And sometimes I'll be right on Facebook like, oh, I'm in Southwest. Who am I going to start stalking now? So I definitely stalk for a living. It's like part of my religion, actually. So every day I'm up on people. Somebody owe me money. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? I got
we not talking about that kind of stalk, sis. You can't get off that easy. We talking about the callers want to hear a story about a dude that you stalked that you was lusting for.
That's not what the topic is. The topic is stalking in general. Like, you can stalk your freaking teacher for a grade or something like that.
That's a cop out.
What's some real shit? All right. But by the time I got into this relationship and whatever, I was a professional stalker. Yeah, I was good at it. You know what I mean? You know how professional stalkers, they friends with your whole entire family. You know what I mean? Your neighbors and shit. They know all your coworkers. You go to the same bar, you know, go to the same barbershop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like that's how you say something about it. You know what I'm saying? Hang out with the same, you have the same friends and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. Shout out to my people, Z-Stack. I was with them earlier. I played their music earlier on the show. We're going to play some more music from him and other people. Talk about stalking. Yeah, I'm a stalker. Like I said, check me out on the internet. Google that shit. I be stalking motherfuckers. I find you, and it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? No, I've never had, like, a violent episode from stalking a person. You know what I mean? Nobody's ever said, why are you always around? It's always like, you again? Like, why? Oh, whatever. Like, you're here, so whatever.
Wait, I got a question, though.
What, Kia? What's the question?
Right, so what if your baby daddy, is that stalking?
The baby daddy incidents.
If it's your baby dad?
Yeah, so is that considered stalking? No, what if he got, like, money for you or something like that, or he pissed you off?
He pissed you off, and you just
lust for him still.
No, it's nothing to do with lusting. Like I said, like the nigga just walked out, and you just like looking for him. And you know all his hangouts.
Oh,
well,
man, you fuck that shit. Because sometimes on some real shit, and I'm gonna be honest, you know what I'm saying? Sweet. When it comes to like a woman being upset with a guy or something like that, or you know what I mean, you gotta get some shit off your chest. Hell yeah, you gonna track that nigga down. But you can, you know what I mean? Like, motherfucker, you hurt my feelings or whatever, like, I don't give a fuck about you no more or whatever it is you want to say to him. I fucked your cousin, bitch. That's why the baby ain't even yours, motherfucker. You don't need Maury. Like, you know, sometimes you got to get off your chest. Like, I said I wasn't going to curse them now.
Yeah, surely
did. That's the way I articulate. The way I articulate. It's got the darn nouns and adjectives and verbs, so pick one. Move it with it. That's what I'm talking about. Move with it, pick it up, whatever. We're going to show some love. Like I said, tomorrow you guys got to come through Mill Creek so we can all have some fun. You know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out to everybody. I wish you could be able to come through, but that's who got to take care of that baby here.
I'll be there. And
I know. I got to get the baby. Listen, shout out to any of the listeners. If you want to babysit for me so I can show my sister some support at Mill Creek, I got a beautiful little girl. She's fun to be with. Help her brother out.
She a snitch. You know she snitched on you.
You know what I'm saying, though? I'm just trying to show love and support people and shit. Had a long day. Want to have some fun and relax. Like I said, we're going to talk about some fun shit. I know my brother stalked a person, but we're going to save his for a little bit later, you know what I'm saying?
I got to think about my story, but you know what, though? We got somebody else on the line who I think might have stalked somebody before in their life, or they might want to dare.
Uh-oh. let's find out. What's good? What's the other caller?
267-325.
Welcome. What's your name? Where you calling from? Welcome to Philly Shine. What's good?
Hi, my name's Tyra. I'm calling from North Philly.
What's good? Welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm fine.
What's up, Tyra? What's going on?
Nothing.
But no, tonight's topic on Philly Shine, we talking about the truth or dare Saturdays, you know what I'm saying? And tonight's truth is, have you ever stalked a person before? You know what I mean? I say, in general, anybody, because sometimes you can stalk a person for your money at the Yameen, or stalk them for your VHS tape that they wouldn't give back to you, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, the fuck they sister up, nigga be playing games. Or then our dare for the night is, I dare you to go on somebody's Facebook page and say, I stalk you. So which one you want?
Truth.
You want the truth or you want the dare? You want the truth?
The truth.
Give us the truth. Have you ever stalked a person? Tell the truth.
Yes, I have. I stalked my baby father before.
And what happened?
He's just a grimy person. Like, he's so sneaky with it. Like, oh, I ain't talking to this person. I ain't talking to that person. But I go through the phone. I see you at your school. Like, I see you at your mom's house. Like, you grinding. Why lie? We're not together. We're not a couple. So why lie to me? I'm just a baby mom.
Yo, I know that's right. I respect that. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's stalking him because he's trying to give run the game on her. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't find out what's really going on. Like, I feel it.
Have you ever stalked someone, or I dare you to stalk somebody on a Facebook page? The topic of the show is not, I repeat, is not we bashing men and baby fathers.
Listen, first of all, I got y'all, ladies. I got y'all. First of all, if a man needs to be stalked, he already in the wrong some type of way. Either he wasn't where he was supposed to be, or he needed to be somewhere else, or he trying to lie about where he at. So either way, like, it's a reason that he's going to get bashed if he needs to be stalked. I actually did something like what she's saying, but there was, like, a twist to it. And, like, everybody say I was a genius, you know, like, whatever. But I broke up with my boyfriend or whatever, my ex or whatever. And while we were broken up, what was crazy is I had his password to his Gmail or whatever. So the whole time, we still be friends with a person, so they talk to you. But at the same time, just like she was just saying, he trying to kick game on me. Oh, I ain't doing nothing, this, that, and the third. But the whole time, his whole entire life is on Facebook. Like, I'm like, I can't believe these girls are just, these conversations are being passed through inbox messages. And, like, I'm just watching the whole thing just like, dang. Like, so sometimes stalking can be used as, like, nigga, look, like, I know you lying to me, you know what I'm saying, because I know what's really going on because I'm stalking some type of situation. Like, yeah, I stalked his Gmail. I would check it, like, once a week or so. And see what's going on, because at the same time, we all in my ear, Walia, this, that, and the third, me and you, stop being mean.
Man, it's crazy. Please. Like, I'm not sleeping with nobody else but you. You're right.
Exactly. I'm not.
In the beginning of our relationship, we had Sprint. And I acted like I was the parent. I called Sprint, said, I'm the parent. I'm trying to locate my child. And
I can say something worse, but I love her story. That was great. Like, good. Kudos to you, Tyler. I got some stalker stories for that ass. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's not even fair or whatever.
But you know what, though, Tyler? You know what? I don't even want you calling in for me no more.
Why? Don't talk to her like that. That's why I want to call him Big Ego, because he'll say something out of pocket in a minute, I swear.
Wait a minute, but she's greasy. She real grimy with her mouth, though, sis. She real grimy with her mouth.
Well, I enjoy her mouth. I enjoy everything that she just said. You know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out to all the ladies. You know, on Philly Shine, we definitely shine here, like, above all else. And we can talk about, you know, venting and situations like that. You know, I've gotten into some stuff. Next Saturday, we're going to talk about really getting violent, you know what I mean, breaking property. Has anybody ever bust a window out of a car? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't think I'm going to dare anybody do anything, any vandalism.
We ain't going to key in those cars now, are we?
I never keyed a car. But, you know, still young. So, you know,
I've cut clothes up before.
You just throw bricks in windows, sis.
I've cut clothes up that I've bought. Did you buy the clothes or you just cut them up?
I just cut up everything. Like,
why would you cut up the clothes that you bought? Why would you waste your own money? Why not?
Yeah, because I bought that.
Wow.
I'm going to fly with somebody else.
To another dude.
Wait,
he's not going to look fly for for somebody else. I bought this. I'm cutting all that. You draw everything I bought.
You know
I
what?
Like that.
You
I
know
remember
one
episode.
You know what?
What?
I'm gonna speak
what?
To you. I'm gonna speak to you behind closed doors.
No, she don't need to be talked to. She know damn well what she want to do. You know what I'm saying? And we gonna. You know what? This has turned into male bash day. So we about to vent on the men. I'm sorry. I feel like it. I think it'd be real good. I want to play my girl Lance Diamond. You got me chopped. Set the mood a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody else calling. We will get to you callers. But I got. We about to bash some men. Lance Diamond, she got this song, You Got Me Chopped. Check it out on FaceTime. Definitely should go in on this song. You got me, bro?
I got you. We got Laz Donna, You Got Me Chopped. Shout out to all the callers if y'all can hold on. You know what, Taja? Stay on the line. Don't hang up. You stay with us for right now. Kia, I know you hanging with us, baby girl.
Hey.
We're going to get back to both of y'all.
You got me chopped, homie. You must got me chopped.
You got me chopped.
You got me chopped, bruh. You must got me chopped.
You got me chopped.
You got me chopped, cuz. You must got me chopped.
What?
You must got me. You must got me. You must got me. You must got me. You got me shot, homie, you must got me shot.
You got me shot,
you got me shot, bruh, you must got me shot.
You got me shot,
you got me shot, cuz, you must got me shot.
What?
You must got me, you must got me, you must got me, you must got me shot.
You got me shot, means you got me fucked up.
Means you must got me confused if you think I'm gonna lose. I am not one of them dudes, I am not one of them chicks. I am that work, I am that deal, I am what's real, I am the shit. You got me shot if you think I'm gonna quit it. I cannot be stopped, yes, I am hot, I am the shit at this. Never before have you seen a chick that's so ridiculous. I'm dope, girl, fresh, I make the rest of insignificant. I get your swag, I get your style, I get your stamina chill. Ain't got no deal, fuck it, I'm snapping for the cameras. Your bitches got me chopped and your niggas got me screwed. If y'all think I ain't the best, then I don't care if I feel rude. Y'all got me chopped.
That ain't her car.
Y'all got me chopped.
Them ain't her
y'all got me chopped.
Broke through that spot like when she thinks she a star.
Come on, rap bitches are drawn. How the fuck y'all in the game and y'all ain't even scoring? Y'all got me chopped.
You got me chopped, homie. You must got me chopped.
You got me chopped.
You got me chopped, bruh. You must got me chopped.
You got me chopped.
You got me chopped, cuz. You must got me chopped.
What?
You must got me. You must got me. You must got me. You must got me chopped.
You got me chopped, homie. You must got me chopped.
You got me chopped.
You got me chopped, bruh. You must got me chopped.
You got me chopped.
You got me chopped, cuz. You must got me chopped.
What?
You must got me. You must got me. You must got me.
You got me shot, think I just been on the block. Crime time, BET, sitting on that rooftop. I done ripped the same mic as Jada Kiss in the locks. And ripped the same state as Jay-Z in the rock. So when I roll up in that hood, all the haters stop and stare. Down to shut them blocks like it's Barack Obama up in there. I be on that fly shit, P-H-I-L-L-Y shit. So wait, don't go for why, get it popping like a mosh pit. You got me shot, thinking I don't let it like. Go to the mall, get what I like, I don't care about price shine. With or without ice, but if I do throw on the ice, I fuck all like the solar system in the middle of the night. I'm gluttin' in they hood, blood's in the crib. Fly the west coast and blue and red six of shit. Respect it cause in this city I bring it hard. I'm accepted in every hood like an access card.
You got me shot.
You got me shot, homie, you must got me shot.
You got me shot.
You got me shot, bruh, you must got me shot.
You got me shot.
You got me shot, cause you must got me shot.
What?
You must got me, you must got me, you must got me, you must got me shot.
You got me shot, homie, you must got me shot.
You got me shot.
You got me shot, bruh, you must got me shot.
You got me shot.
You got me shot, cause you must got me shot.
What?
You must got me, you must got me, you must got me, you must got me shot.
Shout out to Lance Diamond. You got me chopped. We switched up a little bit on the show. I don't know. I'm going to try not to curse again for like 20 minutes. 20 minutes. Starting right now. We're going to synchronize our time. It's 11:34 by 11:54. I shouldn't say not one little curse word. And I can do that. And I'm going to talk stuff about other people and about stalking men, about breaking windows, all types of stuff. We went for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the ladies on the line with us. Did y'all like that song?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's
But we got some more callers. I'm going to say hello to, I'm going to ask you, Dwayne, about stalking, because he stalked a girl before. I know he has.
I don't even look like the stalking type. Do I look like
it's,
the
stalking type? It's not a stalking type. What is the stalking
What's
type?
The stalking
does it look
type
like?
Look
Do
like?
I look like the stalking type? Huh?
Yeah, you look like when you want something, you go get it at, by all means necessary.
Yeah, whatever. You look the same way.
Isn't that why we family?
Little brother, you look the same
Uh-oh.
Way, Rick. Get out of here. Get out of here. You talking shit stuff. I didn't see. I didn't say the whole word. I said shiz, bro.
You
working
it up.
I'm working it out, you know what I'm saying? Definitely working it out. Dang, man, we're going to show some love to the callers. Who's ever caller we got on the show?
We got a frequent caller calling back tonight, 770-896.
On the radio, in the radio.
What's good, Janelle? Welcome back to Philly Shine, bro. What's up?
What's going on?
Chilling,
really
you know
good.
What I mean? It's
What's
a
up,
lot of things
sunshine?
Good. We talking, we having Truth or Dare Saturday. We got the ladies on the line, my brother in the building. We chilling. What's up with you?
Ladies, say out.
Okay. Somebody's feeling lovely at 11:36 tonight.
Oh, Lordy.
We're going to show love. What you up to, Jamel?
Well, earlier, Looney Tunes had a video shoot. So we did a video shoot.
I retweeted that.
He did a with one of the guys from Boys in the Hood named Big G.
Okay. That's what's up.
And we supposed to be getting some Team Looney Tunes shirts with the Esquire DJ sign in the back.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Team Looney Tunes. I'm on that team. I fucks with Looney Tunes. Oh, dang. See, I'm fucked up. All right. So it's what I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying? How with the cursors. All right, we're going to try one more time. This is how you do things. It's like when I teach my son stuff, you have to do it over and over again. I'm that hard headed. I can't even listen to myself.
But no, the mouse, tonight is Truth or Dare Saturday. You want Truth or Dare?
The truth. I'm all about the truth.
All about the truth.
Well, tonight's truth is have you ever
stalked a person before?
No.
Never?
You stalked me. Stop fucking.
You keep stalking me all the time. Huh?
That's big. See, I'm consistent. When you know you want something, you don't stop to get it. That's not being stalked. That's being consistent.
Are you consistent? So you
yeah,
you
I mean, nobody going to deal with nobody that ain't consistent.
Okay, I like that. See, I caught it. It's a minute, and I almost about to say the F word, but I said, hey, yeah, I caught it. I caught that word. I'm working on this door.
Because I'm just like you have relationships, you know what I mean? And sometimes they fall apart. Sometimes you put them together. But it be on you. That don't mean you're tired of dealing with the relationship, but you know you want to be able to take control and follow and make a pace. You know what I mean?
Okay. Definitely know what you mean. Definitely.
That's enough talking for me.
I appreciate you calling to the show. You know what I'm saying? Look forward to seeing you guys on a Red October event, the end of the month. I gotta bring y'all back to Philly too. Y'all gotta get up here. Goodness gracious. Crazy. But we gonna play some music. We got Jackie O. Have you seen my man? Definitely a hot track. Have you seen my man? You got me, bro.
Loud and a stick on the seat. My nigga got bricks in the street. He the type of dude, nigga, chicken to me. He rude when he loses, he cool on his feet. All year round, nigga, choose you a week. If he throw you a pack and you don't look back, he don't lose, he just move and delete. You know about the tools that he keeps. Choppers, SKs, and 223s. Dude is a beast. You know how many states seen Buku keys. And you know how some niggas put their feet on the dope. He don't put no more than a six on the O. Shoes and the shoes and the whoops and the clothes. You don't know my nigga is a shit to these hoes. He's a straight up guy. Self motivated, always reaching for the sky. He get it how he live it. He ain't with a lot of niggas. See niggas turn safe, but the beakers never lie. He's a real nigga though. He just won't quit. See, he always on the go. If I catch him with a shit, then you already know. She about to hit the road with a pussy full of dough.
You know when I go, I go. I only go cause I get them for the low. But when they hit that roll, you already know no friends ain't stuck them hoes. They the man, they the booger man. They go loco for the 84. If they standing around, they ain't begging to buy. Just know that they po-po.
Holy.
Hope they ain't trying to take them. The last nigga trying to take for me. Had to lay on them. Jump out with his tail on them. Like, bye. Nigga might turn state on me. Home play with them. Don't trust no nigga. Don't fuck with them. Don't roll with them. Fuck niggas. No. Fuck him, them, and everybody who fuck with them. Fuck them.
Affairs of the sort, hitting the nigga up with a torch. I'ma keep the light on the porch. I know he coming home any minute with a big duffel bag, 500 racks in it. When I take him out the street, he just get back in it. You don't wanna cross the path with that menace. He ain't having that, nerving me to take him out of his habitat. 9 to 5, he don't see the math in that. Good in the hood, that's what's passion at. I just wanna cook him something to eat and help him get the gunpowder off his hands of bleach. Cause when he come home, it's just quite a feast and a whole lot of love when we up in the sheet.
Shout out to Jackie O doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? I know my brother, you liking her music, ain't you? I've been playing it on the plays a couple of shows. She gonna win.
Jackie O. I like me some Jackie O.
Jackie O go in. So we having fun tonight on the show. You know what I mean? Getting people to expose some truths, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's taking a dare on. I'm about to take the dare on.
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to hear that. I definitely want to see your dare.
Oh, man, please. I want to hear his truth, too. Yes.
Listen.
Have you ever stalked a girl? Tell the truth. Stop playing.
Have I ever stalked a girl?
No, actually, to be honest, I never stalked a girl before.
You never just try to be in the same place twice, just to be able to, you know what I mean, catch that girl who you saw.
No, because see,
whatever.
I'm more like the shy type. I won't approach a female.
No, you're not.
I am, seriously. Like, I really won't. I won't approach a female.
You won't approach her?
No, I won't. I'm not the approaching type. Like, I've lost out on a lot of potential good women because, you know, I just don't speak up. And all honestly speaking.
Aww, that's really
Wait.
Sad.
You seriously don't seem
I've
like
seen,
that type.
I've seen people
Do y'all believe him? Y'all, you ladies, y'all know him. Y'all believe him? I don't
as
believe
As much as a flirt as he is, he don't seem like that quiet type like that.
Ah, so you be flirting.
As much as a, oh, come on. I'm not a flirt. I'm just
now,
a nice dude,
who,
that's
who,
all.
Who have you ever internet stalked before?
Who have I ever internet stalked before? I internet stalked Tyrone Taja before.
Oh, see? See, he put you out there.
Now, she
he
not
put
with
you
him
out
like
there.
She not right. She not with us for the moment, so I can get away with saying it right now.
Ooh, look at him. You frontin'. Oh, yes, he is. Yo, you being real, real sneaky, but it's all right. You can get away with that because she not here to defend herself, but we're going to tell her
but
later.
She'll be back. She'll be back, though.
Shout out to everybody joining on the show. We're going to play some more music. I'm going to get myself relaxed because I just had such a long day. You know how it is that time of the month. You like, eat wood and whatnot. Like, let's help. Let's bite this wood. Let's slap a person in the face. Well, let's help. I still ain't cursed yet, y'all. See, like, I'm doing good. It's been, like, 6 minutes. We're going to play some music where I curse in the record. You know what I'm saying? Can't help that. It's already been recorded. But we're going to play We're Controlling This. I'm going to check in on the callers. Like, chill with us. Listen to us online. Join in on it. Check out us on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? We also talking about the topic, truth or dare. Like, have you ever stalked a person? I want to hear some more stories. I think my brother holding back. He gotta be holding back.
Oh, I'm not holding back. I'm telling you, I'm not holding back.
You think he holding back?
I think he holding back. Come on, you can tell me the truth.
Yeah, tell her the truth.
Oh. You know what? I'm really, really not feeling the fact that I'm getting
It's cool. We're gonna bring somebody else in on it. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna play some music. We're controlling this. Just showing love. You know what I'm saying? We're having fun on Philly Shine. You got me, bro. Honest fire. Yes,
Honest Fire, that's right. I want everybody to know who's singing. Honest Fire, that's right.
Yeah.
The hottest female MC in the city of Philly.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
She got to clear off her friends list because I tried to get her as a friend yesterday.
This is a story about control.
All right, well, let me get you, Key. I got
female
you.
Control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl. We're controlling this.
Come and catch me on back. I'd probably tell you. Bottle in my fist, going and down the fifth and get into a contest of who was the furthest fit.
We're controlling this.
We got you balls up in our fist. You know what I mean? Check out the metaphor. I mean, I don't care about you. I will ball you up in my fist. Throw you in the trash. Still have a curse. I'm proud of myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm keep reminding myself not to curse.
It's almost check an hour so far.
No, it has not. It's only been like 10 minutes. Music was playing for most of the time, so I ain't even going fraud. But, you know what I'm saying, definitely want to show some love. Shout out to my boy, Fresh Boy Cino and Great Dane, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing. I'm going to make sure I play some of his music tonight. I know he got some crazy new music. He got that crazy cover, History in the Making. I see you doing one thing, multiple things. Like, you got to stay busy. I freaking love it. See, I said freaking.
Wow. She's doing it.
Well, we doing the daggone show, having fun. Shout out to everybody tuning in. I see you on Facebook, GC. Shout out to freaking G-Stacks in the studio, Dollar the General, my homie Dollarize. It's going down tomorrow. Come through Mill Creek. We're going to have some fun. You know what I'm saying? You coming out, bro?
It's going to be popping. I'm going to try to get out there. I'm going to definitely try to get out there and show you some support.
We're going to make sure you got a babysitter because ain't no school Monday. So kids can stay away for an extra weekend. I mean, you ain't got to get up at 5, 7 in the morning and whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
You
come
got to have a conversation with your niece about that. You got to make arrangements
right
with your niece in order for me to be able to stay.
I'm going to talk to MJ. I got something for her. But We're gonna check in with some more
callers.
Yeah, we're gonna check in on some more callers. Get the show moving. We be talking about the truth of this Saturday, you know what I'm saying? Who's the next caller we got, bro?
We got a new caller from 937-569.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what up, Honest Man? This is DJ Lochnish, Esquire DJ out of Ohio.
Hey, what's good? Welcome to the show. How you been?
I mean, just grinding. I got a lot of projects coming out and doing three shows a week, you know, just getting it in.
Please show off. Share your Twitter, your Facebook, your website with us on Philly Shine. We definitely show off first and foremost.
Yeah, we definitely, I'm coming out with We Are Ohio, Stay Focused, Volume 1. It features Young Jock, Lil White, and Young Buck. That's coming out this month. And I'm doing South Carolina mixtape called Never Sleep on South Carolina. So all your South Carolina listeners out there, DJ Lochnish, get with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm definitely doing Alabama. I'm taking all over 52 states. I'm going to host all 52 states.
I love it.
So,
yeah.
I mean, especially I'm looking for female rappers because everybody, you know.
Well, tell us how we could be able to get in contact with you. Tell us, please. Share your website, your Twitter.
My number is 937-569-2030. That's my personal number. It's on all day, 24 hours. But, I mean, if you want
to
check my stuff out,
business.
You can check out www.myspace.com/Lochnish, LOCNEZ as in zebra, promotions.
I love it. We'll chill with us. I'm going to say hi to a couple more callers. We still got to ask you the truth. You want to go for the truth or the dare for tonight? You know what I'm saying? We're going to have some fun Saturday night on Philly Shine. Who's the next caller we got, bro?
Next caller is 267-816.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's good? And my girl, Persia, such an amazing lady.
How you doing?
Persian was I'm wonderful. Y'all already know how I feel about her. I'm not even going to curse either, but I think she is such a talented woman. She's going to really do her thing tomorrow night. She's going to come through Diamond Spotlight after you are honored up in Dave & Buster's. What are you guys doing tomorrow?
Basically just celebrating women in rock, and it's going to be at Dave & Buster's, and me, Sugar High, Shira Girl, and a few other, females, fronted rock bands. So it's definitely going to be a fabulous night, you know, women in rock, so.
Definitely, that's what's up. I can't wait to see the footage of it because I'm going to miss it. Working hard at Mill Creek tomorrow,
I know, but yeah.
I'm there in spirit, girl. Do your thing. How was your rehearsal tonight?
Oh, yeah, about 4 hours, but it was cool. You know what I mean?
What you got to do.
Yeah, we had to make up some new beats and stuff for some of the songs that I had so it can, you know, basically translate live, you know what I mean? Because a lot of times you can't take a song and, you know, just play it. You got to, like, perform it.
For all the listeners who can come out to your event, tell everybody how they can.
It's at the Dave & Buster's down at on Penn's Landing, and it's free. You know what I'm saying? And it's over at 11 o'clock. It starts around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, goes until about 11. I get on around 8 o'clock, so. You know, get there around 8. It's free. You can't beat that. You know what I'm saying? Then after that, swing by Milk Creek because that's basically what I'll be doing tomorrow night.
Okay. Well, I definitely look forward to seeing you at Milk Creek. Great luck. Y'all ladies, rock it out to all of you guys. Definitely. But no. We're not going to let her off easy, you know what I'm saying? I already went in. I repeat it for the people, the new callers. But it's Truth or Dare Saturday. And the truth is,
I want to know, have you ever stalked a person? And then my dare is, I dare you to go on Facebook on somebody's wall and say, I stalk you. So what you want? How you want it? The truth or you want the dare?
I'll do both.
Oh,
I love
it. See,
that's what I'm talking about.
Persia Sam, no, she is bold.
She said, I want both.
tell us your story. We got to hear your truth first. And then as you go and pick out who you want, tell who you stalk. You know what I'm saying? Because we going to check the Facebook. I'm going to go like it, too.
I'm going to yours right now. I stalk you, Honest. That
you know
is,
what?
That is my truth, and that is my dear. I'm going to your page right now.
That was clean. I love it. That was clean. I'll make sure I like that, Joy. See, brother, it ain't have to be all about being crazy, you know what I'm saying? You can stalk a person just because. I do it all the time. I be like, yo, I know your address, so I'm like right around the corner. You got some cookies. You came to borrow some sugar. I know you just went shopping. Don't play. Don't even play. I know you got some sugar up in the crib. You know what? I stalk you right back. Every time I stalk, I make sure I like something, too. Them pictures she be putting up. Woo!
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
She be putting pictures up where?
Oh, on Facebook. Well, check her out on the wall or whatever as she, you know what I'm saying, show me some love. Shout out to my host, you know what I'm saying? My host with the most gut, my big, fat, OC Diesel, you know what I'm saying? He's showing us love tonight on Facebook. Shout out to the Skeezo Morning Show. Everybody, I love UERadio.com too. That's what we show much love. All right, well, yeah, we waiting for your dare. It ain't come through yet.
Oh, I'm
we
going
be
there
checking
right
up
now.
On
I already
you.
Did it. Now I got to go through every page because that's what a stalker does, right? All right.
I got 80 pages.
I know. I'm like, God damn, this will be all night. I'm still going to be stalking you once you get off the phone.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to see what she looked like. I want to know what she looked like.
She is a chocolate beauty with an exquisite style. Don't even play, man. Don't even play.
Like,
oh, yeah, she right here on my page. Marla Persia saying, I stalk you. I'm about to do the same thing. But we're going to have some fun tonight on Philly Shine. Wait a minute, where is your wall, Marquetta?
What?
The wall's gone. Something wrong with your wall on Facebook. I can't see it.
Oh, I was doing a lot of promoting. I didn't want that shit to be coming up on everybody's thing. So I got to change it.
Oh. Okay, well.
I forgot.
All right. Well, it's cool. I wait. I stalk you too, though. Definitely.
Okay.
I like her YouTube. Shout out to YouTube for everybody so they can stalk you because ain't nothing wrong with the support.
Mm-hmm.
What? Tell
me.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
Yeah.
You can feel it. Let me find out. I hear it. I hear the spirit.
Shut up. I just, you can, well, I opened up a new YouTube because the old one was basically, I don't even know the thing. I used to just take it and promote it with it, but I don't know, I don't remember what the link is. But I just started my new YouTube, so that's basically youtube.com/PersiaSam. So, but not too much on there, y'all. I still have to transfer everything. It just takes a while because sometimes when you load up those videos, it takes like an hour and a half trying to get that video on there.
True that. But you know what? Like if you – the clips from your phone are real easy. That's a shame. I got a secret YouTube page.
Oh, I want to see that one.
Because I'm always filming people. I'm so weird. Like, I'm just horrible. Like, it's
stalker.
Not even fair. I'm a stalker. Like, I'll never forget this guy. I'm in the studio or whatever, and I just hear him just yelling
incoherently, like you didn't hear anything he was saying, but he was on a payphone, and then you would hear him hang the phone up, and then you would hear him pick the phone up again, and I'm like, well, we can't be using change. But yeah, I gotta go to the YouTube. I'll tell y'all later on my Facebook what the YouTube address is, so y'all can see my crazy videos and stuff.
Oh, I didn't tell your personal page and everything. I was flipping. I'm sitting up here stalking you. I don't even know everything about you. What kind of stalker am I?
Yeah, Google me, baby. Shout out to everybody joining the show, showing love tonight. You know what I'm saying? We having fun. It's definitely already October 10th right now, so y'all know it's going down tonight. I got the smats going crazy on Twitter. Thank you for everybody checking out the commercial. You know what I mean? We made on Commission TV. That's why I don't want to curse anymore, because I saw the commercial and I swear. I guess this is why people be thinking that I just like to fight all the time. I just felt like I was ready to fight. Like, I was just like, it's that. Y'all know what that's at. I'm like, oh, I don't even have to talk like that, y'all. But,
I will be.
Definitely. Oh, well, see, when I'm on stage, that's different. Like, I really, but you know one thing about you, Persia? I really feel like you.
See, it's like I can't tell you nothing. Remember the first time I called up? Y'all was saying my whole phone number and everything. What is that? Oh, my God.
But no, I swear. I swear I never really hear you curse. You know what I'm saying? I haven't heard you curse, and I find it very good, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, it's like almost every other word sometimes, but I just think it's nothing wrong with it, because I'll articulate myself in a minute, but just sometimes when I go back to listen to it, I'll be like, ugh. But when it's in the song, I love it. Like, Lil' Kim music without the curse words, you're like, all right, that's hot, but then once you hear the curse words, you're like, that's hot. Like, I don't know, so.
Yeah, it depends on when you use it, but I do, like, if you talk to me personally, sometimes I do be cursing a lot. But, you know, it just depends. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I curse myself when I talk on here because, like, you remember, it's been a couple times I said, can I curse? You know what I mean? I don't know where y'all put it at and what the rules are for your station thing, so.
No. We definitely go in. We definitely go in.
But one thing I'm talking about on this motherfucking shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love the fuck you talk about, girl. We will go back and curse it. But speaking of cursing, I think I'm going to have that be my topic for Tuesday. I remember one time going to a Sixers game, and, like, normally now, shit, boxing matches, sports games, like whatever it is, I'm like, fucking hit him, duck, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just go crazy. Like, I call every fight, every boxing match I've ever went to, I call every fight, I'm calling every punch. Like, the audience is looking at me too. Like, I'm just crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really like when I go to, like, sporting events and there's children around me. I just really feel, I'd be so bad. It is like my girlfriends, if I'm with my girlfriends or if I'm on a date, I'm always just like, they just look at me laughing like so hard, like, because I be trying not to, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's a child just sitting there, some things come out, but then, you know, you try to clean it up a little bit. One time, I just couldn't clean it up. Everything was a curse where I was just like, man, fuck it, shit, oh, fuck. Sorry, little kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like going back to the bar. I'm going to go to the bar since we're losing, and I'm going to be here and be upset the whole goddamn time. So, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I try to control myself around kids, but, you know, it's a public place. Sixers game. Sometimes they let you down.
Yeah.
Sign AI. I don't know what AI was talking about. He was saying he was on some radio show. Anybody listen to AI on the radio?
No, I definitely didn't hear him.
He said it on his Twitter.
AI
is old news. You know what I mean? Like, a lot.
What?
You know, he's
a bigger fucking ass. He is not.
What'd you say, Kia? Cuss him out, Kia.
No, she agreed with me. She said AI is ignorant. He is ignorant.
How you gonna get banned for TGI Fridays for not tipping? What the fuck? Are you serious? Are you mad? These people are making $2.50 an hour. You gonna sit up here and have a rub back? Because I know people.
Yo, that's some ignorant shit.
You got banned for fucking TGI Fridays because this nigga don't want to tip no goddamn body. Get the fuck out of here with that dud ass shit. You make $1 million. You can't leave a 20% tip, a $20, $50. Come on.
That's
real
damn shame. That's
really? And that's not the only thing he did while he was at Fridays. He had a couple of little episodes while he was at Fridays. The boy just, his head is just screwed on backwards. I don't know, you know what I mean?
You
would think he was from the type of background that he came from.
I don't know, because, like, I sympathize with certain situations. Maybe somebody did something to him. Because I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to tell y'all the 100% truth. Like, what was it? I think it was 08 or 07. No, I think it was 07, in the 07 or whatever. We had the 40-40 club. Was it 07? I think so, yeah, it was. In the 07, we had the 40-40 club. Best night of my life. We had freaking VIP with Allen Iverson, Larry Hughes, a couple other basketball players from the New York Knicks and whatnot. Like, I swear to God, it was so much fun, like, putting shit on a tab. Like, we just brought, like, two bottles at, 40-40 Club. We got fucking chicken wings. Because you know them chicken wings like $18 a piece, right? They were just, like, so much fun.
They the best chicken wings in the world, though.
Yo, them chicken wings good as a motherfucker. Like, we had everything, and we chilling.
Going broke off
and it was
chicken.
But out here, yeah. All that shit was on their tab. They like, yeah, put it on my tab. A tab is the best thing in the world. You're like, oh, your tab, I got you. Like, but I've heard stories of AI being ignorant. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like to each his own. Like, sometimes a person might just take you out of your character. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're coming to you like they owe you. You owe them something. I've seen them also do some real humble things. Like, I've seen them take his sister to the prom. You know what I mean? He gives back to charity. Of course, he don't like to practice and shit like that. But we got to understand, we all human. But that is crazy. He could have tipped them. He probably could have bought Fridays. Like, come on now. Like, I don't know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I agree with you, honest, as far as, like, you know, something probably happened. And I'm on that side because... But the thing is that if you don't want to be bothered, have the parties at your house. Get some delivery.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because the thing is that, sorry, regardless if you chose to be or not, you are a celebrity now. And when you go into, not honestly, so basically like a low-rent place for somebody, like with your status and everything, you're going to a low-end
mm-hmm.
place. You're going to basically
exactly.
see everybody that pays that $10, $20. To come and see you, and if they got their son and daughter there, and they be like, oh, my God, Mommy, that's Allen Iverson. I want you. Can you get them to sign it for me? Oh, don't sit up here
exactly.
and just act like you irritated.
Yeah, that's
don't go
a, yeah he
got to
take
like
responsibility
that.
For that. Exactly.
Yes.
That's true.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Once I get rich, I definitely not going to be walking around like I do now, because I be walking around now, niggas. I'm an ignorant bitch. I'm going to tell y'all some shit I did today, okay?
Oh,
I'm fucking, I'm walking down the street now. I got on my skirt and shit, but it's not like a short skirt, you know what I'm saying? It's like long, you know what I mean, covering my butt and everything. I'm chilling, and you know what I mean? Get the regular attention I get, but then there's one guy come up to me, and this is me being me. I'm going to tell y'all the truth, so once I get rich, I probably ain't going to be around none of these motherfuckers. And he like, let me get your autograph. I'm like, you don't even really know who I am. Like, you like, I'm like, you don't even really know who I am, so how do you want my autograph or whatever? Like, I'm like, who are you? I was like, I'm fucking out of fire. Like, Google me. I'm the one that looks like this. Like, I get a little cocky, too. Like, it is what it is, but certain things that just bring it out of you, you just don't know why. For me, I'd be like, what the fuck I just do that shit for, you fucking bitch. Like, but it is what it is. Like, I don't mean no harm, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Shout out to everybody joining the show, having fun with us. Definitely, I went in and told y'all how I'm general. I'm the freaking fleet admiral when it comes to stalking, you know what I'm saying? I got my stars and my stripes all decked out of my outfit.
Listen,
we got to have pictures of that too, sis. We got to have pictures of that. That's a must. Non-negotiable. Oh. That's a non-G.
No, okay. Well, we're going to show off the pictures, you know what I'm saying? And I like pictures. I got my other pictures back, too, that I had took from a while ago. I went in. I need
what's
some.
What's up with a photo shoot with me and you?
Oh, yeah, we got to do a photo shoot. Have a whole bunch of bitches around for you, too. And I need, like, I want to do a photo shoot
big
with a bunch of niggas. Huh?
Yeah, I
had
them big booty holes around him.
Oh shit! Yeah, big booty holes.
I want to do a photo shoot with Kitty.
Big
that's who I want to do a photo shoot with.
What for real?
Most definitely, I think that'd be
with
a
who?
Hot look.
With who?
With Marquita.
Marquita.
With
oh,
Marquita.
That's why I know who you're talking
Marquita.
About. You done pronouncing my name wrong. How you gonna be stalking me and don't know how to pronounce my name?
Wow.
I know, right?
You know
get
what?
Right
I
with him.
I, you know, I'm a humble dude. I don't mind being corrected. I'm going to let you have it your way right now because I'll have it my way later.
Look at him. He's talking number one.
I'm shy, blah, blah, blah. Right. We all believe you. Blah, blah. You know what? Shout out to the callers that we got there online.
Yeah.
You know, we
got
to
get to the caller. Who's the caller we got?
He's getting kind of hot in here.
Yeah, he's getting excited looking at Persia's pictures. He got real quiet. I heard him, y'all. He's quiet. He's
now, see, I thought tonight's topic was I can't
no.
even remember because you didn't put me on the spot. But we will go to the next caller, 843-276.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, this is T. Smitty calling in Phoenix. What's going on?
Hey, what's good, T. Smitty? Welcome to Philly Shine. It's always good for you to join in the show. Coming for my more controversial topics. But welcome to Two for Dare Saturdays. You know what I'm saying? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, my football team, Alabama, lost today. But, hey, I made some money on my football gambling. So, hey, I feel okay.
I know that's right. I feel a little lucky
Philly?
Myself. Oh, wonderful.
Right.
You know what I mean? He said hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I know.
But
sorry.
Ain't nothing wrong with being country. Tonight's Truth or Dare. The truth is, have you ever stalked a person? And my dare for tonight is I dare you to go on someone's Facebook and say, I stalk you, ! What you want? You want the truth or dare or you want both?
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, that's a fine chick. Oh, hell yeah, I'm going to check her pictures out and see what she's working with. I would never go on nobody's page and put that down. You know how folks take Facebook too seriously already?
Yo, I want you to do it. That's why I want you to do it. You're going to get deleted. Yo, don't people take Facebook extra serious? It's like
yeah.
The Bible.
Everybody's sad on there. Everybody has all these haters. They push buggies at Walmart. You know, I'm like, come on now.
Yo, it's crazy. Even people delete people fan pages too. People take Facebook way serious. Like, get your life together.
Acting like females is kind of crazy. You know, role reversal type thing.
Real sad. Facebook, yeah. But all right. So you have stalked a person. You know what I mean? Check out her pictures a little bit. Do you always comment or you just silently look? Do you comment or you just silently look at the pictures?
Kind of both. I don't do a whole lot of commenting, but I check them out. Hey, I have an eye for talent.
Okay. All right, well, that's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I wish you could pick the dare. We only had a couple of bites with the I stalk you, you know what I mean, going on Facebook. I'm about to go do it because I know who I stalk. I'm about to do it. I be wishing my, oh, man, I be looking at some people's pictures like, I just want to wash all my clothes on your stomach, like,
I know, right?
And then I wash my bra. What? Y'all about to see. I got to go on Facebook and see. Y'all got to wait. Wait till the end of the show. I'm going to put it up on Facebook who I saw. Because
yeah,
I definitely
want details. I want to know who you stalked.
I guess my stalking on. I think I might even do it right now if my phone don't die. My phone dying. I don't think I'm going to get to it. So it's okay. We're going to check it out towards the end of the show. Thank you, T-Smitty, for calling and joining the show. But you're definitely not lying. People take Facebook real serious. T-Smitty been in, had like 1,000 comments on something like that. Like, yo, you stalking her. Nah, 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 nah. You fuck me, motherfucker. But definitely shout out to everybody joining the show, calling in, you know what I'm saying, showing love tonight. We got any other calls before I go into music?
We definitely do. We got a 832-888.
Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Desiree, and I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
That's what's up. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Mom? How's everybody?
I'm good. We doing the show, showing love to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Truth or Dare Saturdays, live on Philly Shine Radio. What brings you to the show tonight?
Somebody referred me to your show, and I'm loving it. I'm sitting over here cracking the hell up because some of the things y'all talking about, shit, private investigator, stalker, it don't matter.
I know, that's right. So for you, you know what I'm saying, are you going for the truth or the dare? Have you ever stalked a person, or can we get you to go on someone's Facebook and say, I stalk you?
We can do both. I'm up for the day. I'm from the show me say literally, so it doesn't
show
I'm pulling cards. It don't matter to me.
Well, definitely shout out to Facebook so we could check you out on Facebook and befriend you. And like I said, I'm liking it. Like
wait.
Right,
Don't do that.
No. I know it can be scary because you don't ever know who you got to stalk. You could just be looking at pictures. You could be driving by. We can be looking through whatever. It doesn't matter.
You know what? Exactly. But me, like I said, I'm the professional stalker. I will get to know everybody. I will get to know your kids' freaking daycare instructor. You know what I'm talking about? Like
matter.
Me and her will go to the same Nellery. We go to the same Nellery. What
matter.
You talking about?
It could be the girlfriend, it could be him, it could be his mama, his daddy, little kids. It doesn't matter. Everybody got to get it. I need to know all
exactly.
Of
them. Exactly. I know your little cousin. She said she's from the show me state. So who are you going to go on Facebook page and say, I stalk you? Because I'm about to do mine right now.
Don't do that. Don't answer that question.
Please check out my activity right now, because I am momentarily putting it down on somebody's Facebook, I stalk you.
Hold on, wait.
Okay.
Exclamation point. Huh?
I have a question, though.
What's your question?
What's your question?
Okay, right. So we talk about, have we ever stalked somebody, but has anybody ever had a stalker?
Oh,
ooh,
yes.
I like
them.
That.
A lot of them.
Oh.
I'm glad you asked that question.
Yeah, that
especially
is a good question.
Kids.
I like that kid. She paying attention on Philly side. Go ahead.
And then they go, you know, especially when they get it from you, and then you just be like, I don't want to deal with your ass no more. Oh, yes. You get stalkers.
Yo, I had one stalker, right? At first, he was cool because every time he would come around, he had a gift for me or, you know what I'm saying? Like, he one of those guys, like, I was nice to him. I let him know I wasn't really interested, but I would take stuff from him. I was 18, 19 at the time, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I would take stuff from him. And eventually I liked him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? After a while, you're like, all right, you grew on me. But I was still dating other people. So I just remember one time I'm driving my other friend's car, and as I'm pulling up to my house, I told this guy I was out of town, which was a lie. You know what I'm saying? And then I see that he's sitting on my step, but I can't even go in the house. So I just keep driving. The next thing you know, he's driving behind us. I'm like, did he have to dip on this guy? He don't know. I can drive. He really don't know me. You know what I'm saying? So I just definitely pulled off, went into the park. You know what I'm saying? Like, how the heck do I got to lose this guy? My friend in the passenger just laughing at me. He's like, you a whole pimp. I'm like, you just shut up. Like, let me drive your car. Like, you know.
But it happens like
so, yeah, like, you try to tell a person, no, don't come around. You gave him the whole shebang story for him. You know what I'm saying? But they still got to stalk. That's why I'm glad I love my life right now. I don't even have any intentions of a person stalking me, because you stalk me, you're just going to get slapped. Like, you bring cheaters around, and you're getting slapped. If a cheater show up at my date, interrupting my date, you're getting slapped. Don't be interrupting my date. Don't you see me on the date here? we totally talking shit. What about
you? It's what you got to do.
Hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. Anybody check out who I'm stalking at on Facebook? Check out Honest, P-H-I-R-A. And y'all know I'm a stalker. Yeah, I stalk him. I have fantasies of washing my clothes on his body.
Ooh, girl.
Hey, now I'm talking heavy shit. Y'all know I talk shit. I'm talking shit. I don't have that many fantasies about him, but, you know. It is what it is. I love Persia. You is really going in, boo. I'm about to get you right back. I'm about to get Persia right back on her Facebook. Thanks for the love, mama.
All right. Talk to you later. Y'all be good.
Yeah, definitely join in with us. Like I said, find me on Facebook, Honest, P-H-I-R-E.
Okay,
so we like
to
show
me to a couple of other people because I enjoy myself and I'm loving this show.
Thank you. Thank you so, so very much. You know what I'm saying? We
all
had
right,
fun tonight on the show.
Thank
you.
Yeah, y'all have fun. I'll call back in. I'll listen in.
Okay,
yeah,
Houston. Shout out to
Houston. You calling in, guys. I really appreciate
whatever,
it. Thank you for not putting me on the spot, baby girl.
Yeah, she not like
all
me.
Right.
You know, I've been hugging your ass and slit your throat and shit. Like, look at this guy.
So what?
Thing
she
on.
Is out of control.
I'm a rough girl. Like, yeah, like, I really. Y'all know what I did earlier. I feel like karma going, Persia, I know, right? I feel like karma going to get me back for what I said to that young guy. Talk about something, he want my autograph. I'm like, you don't even know who I am yet, really. Come on now. Now do your homework.
This is what you do. This is what you do. Real recognize real. That's what that was all about. Basically.
No, what would you want to say?
No.
What this is what you do?
No, this is what you do. You do like me. You think about it, but while you thinking it comes out your mouth, but you don't really mean for it to come out your mouth.
Yes. That's exactly
that is
how it happens.
That is me. I be thinking it, and I be ready to say something else, but then that comes out my mouth.
Oh, my God. It'd be crazy.
Hello?
Yes. It just got totally quiet. I know.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Okay.
Everybody got quiet. I'm like, hold on. Is it a moment of awkward silence over here? I thought I was just listening in, but y'all be good. I'm going to make sure I refer a friend, a couple of friends, and I love y'all show and keep up the good work.
All righty then. Okay, too much silence. I don't like silence. Somebody say something. Please, may I call? Quack.
Who's laughing like that? Like a whole little geezer.
Just me.
Do what I want. What I want. Amazon. Do what I wanna. What I wanna. I do what I wanna. What I wanna. I do what I wanna.
Cool.
What I wanna.
middle school. Drop my pants, start mooning all y'all. Somebody gotta be the moon. We all can't be Mr. Body shaper, cause we all can't take it all. Ain't too hard, no, we all can't make it soft. They flipped the script, had to improv. I'm still the sweetest in the hood like Duck Saw. My flow like a retard going off. Man, I just don't shit, I smear it on a wall. Just that bird call for dudes like the bird watch. Lucky if I land on his head like bird drop. Don't get sir rock. No biggie like Diddy. Petite way heavy in the streets like 450. Sitting pretty, even my tires cross their legs on a 450.
Do what I wanna, what I wanna.
Keep it real, she rapping like R2D2. The other trying to make a comeback, no sequel. I'm hearing that. Descended from Beanie Steel. Philly said get him, so I get him. Hit him with the bang bang boogie, the up jump, the boogie black. But you're acting like Pinky and them. I'm so confused. Even though I wanna pull it, but you went real bully. Though that vibrator bullet monkey. Now you can get it out. Head chicken charge. Do what I want, I Amazon. You can kiss my skirt.
Do what I wanna. What I wanna.
You know what I mean? Blog Talk cut me off a little bit. Sorry. Hope we ain't lose too many people. You know what I'm saying? Now let me talk to my girl, her herself. You know what I'm saying? We sit here stalking each other on Facebook. You know what I'm talking about? Showing that love.
Yes.
That's my goddamn girl. I stalk you too, damn it. Glad to see her wall back. I'm like, what the heck? I can't even go in this drawer.
Gotcha.
I got you. But we showing love tonight, you know what I'm saying? It turns into a ladies' night, you know what I'm saying? I like that, you know what I'm saying? So we got to ask the kids, flipped it up on us a little bit. We got to ask the flip side of the question. Have you ever been stalked? We're going to start with you, Persia. Have you ever been stalked?
Yeah, but of course they'll never admit to it, but it's cool.
Oh, wow. You know what? How did you know he was stalking you?
You know, it was one of those, well, God, I don't even want to get into that. But basically, you know, people, they look at your page, and then you don't talk to them for a while, but then when you talk to them, they name everything for the last 3 months that was on your MySpace. That's when MySpace was popular.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
I mean?
I remember. Exactly.
And your little status comment. Then it's like they want to slip it in every now and then. It's like, well, how the fuck do you know that? Unless you was looking at my page. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So.
And they be trying to fake the funk.
Wow.
I tell you. Don't be trying to fake the funk. Shout out to the callers joining in. We done flipped the script. You know what I mean? We got Truth or Dare. We gonna flip it up too a little bit. We gonna check in on some more callers. Persia said she got secret stalkers, but she knows you're watching. You know too much. Obviously, he was stalking her. She ain't tell you that shit. Like, no. But no, not like, no. Seriously.
Stop stalking her. You were alone.
Stop fucking stalking her. Yeah.
Oh,
she got security now.
Yeah.
Oh, you
exactly.
Don't want honest fire on your ass. I'm stalking her, too.
I'm top like the king of the world, Craig. Top like the king of the world.
Yeah,
I love it.
My number one stalker, and I'm her number one stalker. So you know what I mean? Can't be no other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Ain't no room. Ain't no room. Exactly, Kia. Exactly. No room for you guys. Get out of here, you imitators. There's no room. We're going to check in. My homie Great Dane said that he was going to call in Philly Shine, I gotta show love to him, Fresh Boy Cino. Yo, at Omega Optical, you was looking, yo, she took my breath away. I was just like wanting to stand next to her because she was looking so amazing, but she had the work and stuff. I was like, let me just watch her from afar. I stalked you at that party, girl. Yes, I did. I was like, whoa. I'm like, you look so pretty. You want me to get you some chicken?
I know you came back with a plate now. I was so ready to eat. But it was like, no, I got to walk around and talk and shit. But the food, that food was banging. Delectable Delight, whatever. Yeah, that food was banging.
What? That food was the truth. My phone died. I can't stalk you no more. But I'm going to get back to it. As I charge my phone up, got to get home, get my charger. But we're going to check in on some other callers. I'm going to finish getting back to stalking Marquetta Persia Sale Love. You know?
Y'all crazy.
You know what? We got so many callers, I can't even remember.
Uh-oh, what's going on? Cricket, cricket, cricket.
Quack. Well, while we waiting, I can tell my stalking story if you want.
My name is Peaches, and I'm the best. All of these days, one. Tip of my breath. That was the craziest shit. That was, like, the biggest thing. And my nickname is Peaches, right? So I didn't see the movie, and, you know, all the boys were coming into school because it came out when I was, like, elementary. They used to sing the song to me all the time. I said, where are you getting this song from?
Oh, that's horrible.
Exactly.
Okay, why is it so quiet?
Who? Y'all need to talk. This is y'all radio thing.
Okay, wait. Okay. I'm going to tell my stalking story. All right. I had met this guy off the PL, right? His name was, what was his name? I don't even know his name. That's how long ago it was. But I was, like, 20. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I never seen him before. He told me he was 27, right?
Yeah.
And I was, like, 20. So he met me one time, and he tried to all fill up on me. He met me at my house. He tried to pull up on me and try to touch all up on me. I'm like, yo, dude, like, really, like, you say you 27, but you look like you 47. Like, dude, your hairline. Like, sit back.
We back. We back.
Grandfather.
Thank you guys for holding us down. Why I got disconnected off the show. We're glad to get the switchboard open. Shout out to everybody joining in. We back on Philly Shine, Truth or Dare Saturday. I'm actually going through everything. Got my allergies tweaking. It's that time of the month. All types of crazy shit going on. I'm
about to sleep. I'm talking story.
Oh, I want to hear it. Can we start over from the beginning? Once upon a time, it was a stalker. And he got shot. Say no.
Who's your stalker?
Who?
That was Marquetta?
Hold on.
Or that was Kia telling your story.
That was Kia telling her story. Yeah.
Are you Kia? Right, start right, over. Right. Tell us the story.
All right. I'm trying to think of what his name was. I can't even think of what his name was. That's how.
Yeah, put him out there. We want to stalk him.
Come on, we ain't putting people out.
Say no. I put people out there. Fuck people. Say no. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. This is when I was 20, right? I was in the big PL phase when I was younger. The big PL phase. Called the PL board, and I met this guy, and like we exchanged numbers. We was talking. And
for those of y'all who not from Philly, the PL means the party line. Go in, girl.
So like we talking, and one day he decides he want to meet up with me, right? So I said, all right, you can meet me at my crib since my family here. You can't try nothing. So like he meet me at my crib, right? He tell me he's 27. I'm 20. This dude look, I swear this motherfucker looks like he's like 47. His hairline was further back than my grandfather's receding.
Wait. Yo,
so,
the party line was horrible. I swear to God, the party line was horrible. But go ahead.
Okay, so he's like he met me, right? He kept trying to feel all over me, kiss me, hug me, touch me. I'm like, dude, cut it the fuck out, like really. And so, right,
like, I found all kind of ways, like, after we met up, right, I found all kind of ways that I just avoid him. And then one day he called me, and he was like, you know what? I want you as my wife. I want to love you and hug you. I'm going to lock you up in my basement. I'm going to make you have my kids.
That's good love. Oh, yes, I like that.
See, Marquetta, like, smack me around, grip me up. You don't need much.
Oh, no.
Maybe arm around my waist.
I like it rough, but no. I don't want no man that I'm not attracted to that's going to tell me you want to spend your base with a baby.
The party line got to be a topic one time, because people be thinking that Philly Shine like the party line or whatever, but the party line was the devil. Like, I swear it was. I never forget talking to this guy, and then, like, you know, I used to be on a party line, you know, bored as shit, you know what I'm saying, hooking in school or, you know what I mean, late at night, you up at night just talking shit. But this one guy, we actually hit it off, and we actually used to talk about music. I wonder where he is now. He was actually handsome, but I just didn't appreciate what he looked like. I just really didn't. Like, I was dressed up nice, you know what I'm saying? I go to meet him. We supposed to be real cool. And I go to meet him, and you said your homie ain't had no hairline. This guy hairline stopped at his eyebrows. His fucking beard came up to his eyes and shit. He didn't have a haircut ever. Like, it was like he never had a haircut before, like, ever. It was just hot.
Oh, my God. He sound like a guy, man.
Look, you know what? Then I think about as an adult, he was hot. You know what I'm saying?
You had to clean him up.
Had to clean him up. But listen. This boy had on, like, these high water, ashy-ass jeans. He had on a fucking cinnamon Tim's, butt naked. Okay, he had on an orange polo hoodie and
stop
this tight-ass fucking...
You better stop there, honest.
Yo, man, I'm sorry, Marquetta, but this guy was not even turned on. He had these are so tight, they needed lotion to loosen them up and shit. Like, come on, man. God. Like, shiny doors up, loosen them up. But you know what's crazy? Two years later, he ended up messing with my girlfriend for, like, a couple months or whatever. They were a couple and shit. And I was just like, damn, I missed out, right? You know, I wasn't too vocal about it. I didn't care. But I just seen him one time, was like, shit. Like, I don't regret nothing I do. I would just say shit.
Like, God,
all you needed was a haircut, sexy. Yeah, right? He saw me. He was like, you the woman of my dreams. I was like, yeah. I'm going to leave now. I ain't never gonna be shit, yo. Neither is any of my sisters too, yo. Put us in a fucking room, that shit is manure, and watch some roses bloom and shit. Fuck out of here. But we got any other callers? I wanted to talk to my boy Dane. We got 267-506.
We got 267-237.
Oh, that's Fino. Open that line. I'm so sorry. I'm sitting here talking right in my mouth. What's up, Fresh Boy Cino? What's good?
Ain't nothing. I'm chilling, falling back. You already know.
Thanks for tuning in. You know, we definitely show mad love to your music. You're one of my superstars on Philly Shine. We all love your songs. People think they theme songs and everything. So... Welcome back.
Yeah, definitely good luck. I've been trying to call for a minute. I've just been caught up doing so much. You already know, like, you show love, I got to show it back. So, you know, it's kind of been messing more in my head, but, yeah.
That's cool. Love a new cover, history in the making, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
Big up to you doing your thing, looking good, sounding great, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm working on the album and a mixtape right now, like another joint. So I'm trying to get these projects out the way, so I can, you know, let everybody know what it's stands for. That's just
come down to the record company where I'm at on 525 South 4th Street, Suite 593.
You gotta hit me up.
All right, yeah.
Like,
we get the studio time popping, all crazy.
I don't like that every time. So anything, like, you know, just holler at me.
No. All right, let's just
ain't anything for honest.
Oh, I love it. I like the way that sounds, you know what I'm saying? I stalk him sometimes, too. But we want to talk about the topic. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Check your tweets. You know what I'm talking about?
I get my tweets. The tweets go straight to my phone. That's what a lot of people don't know. That's why I like, I mean, I got one today, too. So, I mean, I'm definitely trying to make it through tomorrow. I just gotta see what everything looking like. I mean,
okay, that's what's up.
I'll make it through there.
All right, that's what's up. Well, tonight is Truth or Dare Saturday on Philly Shine. You know what I mean? And tonight's truth is: have you ever stalked a girl, or have you ever been stalked? And my dare is: I dare you to go on Facebook and put on somebody's wall, "I stalk you." Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Facebook?
Yes.
What you mean by stalk?
You say the word. I probably don't
feel like I stalk a chick, but yeah, I probably do stalk her. I don't know. But I don't really be messing with Facebook like that. But it's like, you know what I mean? It's probably like what's going on there that, yeah.
Oh, shit, go right
and
on
the funny
page,
thing
right
is, I can't even. We're going on her page right now, is it?
Yes, go on her page right now.
I dare you to do it right now. So I'll probably do stalk her because I don't know her name, but I always find it. But I know she's one of my friends.
I just know
it started with a
name.
Y. You know, it's somebody like you don't know. You don't even know how to pronounce this shit. I just know. I know it started with a Y. I don't know who the fuck she is.
Oh, so she exotic. Let me find out.
I'll be on a.
Yeah, she
can move. Like,
She's exotic. She definitely from an island and shit. She knows stalking and she got it. She better be bad. But go ahead.
For
I'm
real,
checking
I
your Facebook activity
true.
Right now while we're playing your music.
You ain't gonna find out on my activity. I delete a lot of recent activity on the internet.
I know, I do too.
Yeah,
a lot
of people hop on your recent activity and try to holler at the people you already know, and they don't even be knowing them.
People take Facebook way serious. I do the same thing, but tonight I'm not deleting my activity because I'm stalking people and I need people to stalk people. I already put up on my activity who I stalk, so everybody will probably talk shit forever, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
I'm about to hop on it right now.
I
want to
play
what the joint name is.
All right, we about to check out what the joint name is. While we waiting for that, we're going to play this song from my boy Fresh Boy Cino, One Thing. You know what I'm saying? Because when it comes to making this money, I'm doing one thing. And I keep doing that one thing over and over.
Produced by
the Fresh Boy Cino, that's my baby.
When it comes to making this money, I'm doing one thing. Booty cow away from my tummy, I'm doing one thing.
Yeah.
You can either hate me or love me, I'm doing one thing.
Yeah.
I'm doing one thing. I'm doing one thing. When it comes to making this money, I'm doing one thing. Switched up in the week, now it's hug after hug, like kisses on the cheek. I'm just pushing up the green, I ain't into all the bling. Not cause I don't got the cream, I just did that in my teens. Wrong man, I was close to giving up my dream. They told me shoot for the stars, I started lifting up my heat. Don't gotta prove that I'm hard, just ask the niggas in the street. What's just spitting up on beat, so I finished up my beat. My please, I ain't giving up nothing, I keep it pimping cause something. That's what I'm into is nothing, I'm doing one thing. Now you forget about your husband, what happened to how you love him and won't put nothing above him, or is it
it just made. I know you run it cause you stuntin' like a movie double. You used to jump the hoop to touch, now we like Cupid's couple. You think it's cute to cuddle? I only hug the block. Billionaire's fresh boy, I make them fall in love a lot. When it come to making this money, I'm doing one thing. 40 cal away from my tummy, I'm doing one thing. You can either hate me or love me, I'm doing one thing. I'm doing one thing. I'm doing one thing. When it come to making this money, I'm doing one thing. 40 cal away from my tummy, I'm doing one thing. You can either hate me or love me, I'm doing one thing. I'm doing one thing. I'm doing one thing. I don't worry about drama, I'm fly. I fly to shut a little hoes, bye bye bye. I'm high, get my eyes like Jet Li. Catch me, puffin' the haze, brushing my waves like a jet ski. Fresh boy, Zesky, you see and I'm strolling with the cornea. You call it the G on the clothes, I get it poppin' like the first day you read as a coach. Getting nervous now, I'm turning down three store hoes. They got their eyes glued when we all slide through. H1N1, I'm a gang slime through. Been had my tips up ever since high school. Sophomore, more soft, better get done too. Never hit drive through. I be out, fly me out. Now my neighbors minding y'all, cause I'm known for rocking out. I'm doing one thing, they tell me I'm the hottest out. I just give a modest smile, can't nobody stop us now. When it come to making this money, I'm doing one thing. 40 cal away from my tummy, I'm doing one thing. You can either hate me or love me, I'm doing one thing. I'm doing one thing, I'm doing one thing. When it come to making this money, I'm doing one thing. 40 cal away from my tummy, I'm doing one thing. You can either hate me or love me, I'm doing one thing. I'm doing one thing, I'm doing one thing. My youngest hustling, soft money rushing in. I'm like powder with powder, move it without touching it. Lane's wondering what place I'll be coming in. It look like I'm last cause I laugh those I run against. Corrupting ticks like the government and loving it. MK Ultra, I taught her how to gun and stick. Disgusting prick, you be tonguing it. Flip back to flip, I don't quit, I'm in the same old buster end. You struggling, you about as soft as the oven mitt. I pick niggas off like a bunch of lint. Born alone, die alone, got them like a domino. Try to ride and get the bird in your face like Fabio. Homicide, murderous ways, even my mama know. Now imagine how many times I made my father roll. I'm doing one thing, haters trying to stop my flow. But can't nobody knock the flow, now fall back and jock the low. When it come to making this money, I'm doing one thing. 40 cal away from my tummy, I'm doing one thing. You can either hate me or love me, I'm doing one thing. I'm doing one thing, I'm doing one thing. When it come to making this money, I'm doing one thing. 40 cal away from my tummy, I'm doing one thing. You can either hate me or love me, I'm doing one thing. I'm doing one thing, I'm doing one thing.
Yo, we gotta get to these callers. People hit me up, like, what's good? Open the mic. That was just my boy, Fresh Boy Fino. One thing. Fall back and just jock the low. You know what I'm saying?
Real rap. Shout out to all the callers.
Yeah, shout out to everybody calling. We about to open this joint up like a party line. Say hello. We gonna write it down. What's good? Welcome to Philly Shine. What's up? What's the caller, bro?
267-593.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What up, Ron? This is Benji Jones from Wolfpack. You already know.
Benji? Oh, shit. Let me hear out. Welcome back to the show. What's good?
Ain't nothing. I'm sitting here in Critical Bars recording studio with my little cousin Concrete. Yo, you having your Philly Spotlight joint tomorrow, right?
Exactly. Diamond Spotlight. Definitely going down tomorrow. Get there, sign in early. Y'all know how it goes down. It's going to be crazy.
Always I got to come through with the boys. You know what I mean? Even if we don't perform, I got to show you some love I ain't been through in a minute.
Yeah, Brent, come through. I think I got my girl GB on the line, too. But I'm chill with this because I got to ask you the topic question, too. You with me, Benji?
Yeah, I'm with you. I ain't going nowhere.
All right, that's what's up. Who's the next caller we got, bro? Because I need to find my boo. I hope she ain't hang up.
I hope she ain't hang up either.
Mm-mm.
I think she hung up. She gonna call back.
You talking about
Bro,
me?
Is no other caller? Is Buff Buffer still there? Hello? Hello?
I'm still here.
You still here? Okay.
I was trying to check to see if she hung up or not.
Yo, the 267-775 is gone.
Yep, it's gone.
Oh, well, definitely shout out to my girl GB, a hot artist. She's definitely coming through tomorrow. Her beautiful sister Gail. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the ladies. I know some beautiful, beautiful ladies. And I will accept your friend request too, Kia, so we can show off and get it popping. You know what I'm saying? Staying connected. We showing love tonight on the show. Just show love to my boy, Gillionaire Cino. Benji just called in. Shout out to the Wolfpack. I definitely played. I forget what song that was from you guys, but Switchboard different now. So I got to get some new music, Benji, and show love to you and your squad. Got y'all.
My little brother Chilzy dropping a mixtape in 2 more weeks. I'm gonna drop you off with the exclusive single tomorrow. Or matter of fact, I'm going to look on your Facebook and just email you to the joint. I want you to check out.
Yeah, honestfire@gmail.com. That's it. Just honestfire@gmail.com.
I'm emailing you right now.
That's what's up. Good looking out. But we can't let you off without asking you the topic question either.
What's
so,
up?
ho, because it's Truth or Dare Saturdays, and we going in, and it is Sunday now, but the truth is, have you ever stalked a person, or have you ever been stalked? And my dare is, I dare you to go on someone's Facebook page right now and say, I stalk you.
I stalk you, honest?
No, whoever. Wait, if it's me.
Oh, say my truth on your Facebook page?
No. Either you tell us the truth now, or I dare you to go on Facebook and put on someone's page, I stalk you.
Oh, I feel you. I pick truth.
You pick what?
I pick truth.
No. I dare you to go on someone's page and say, I stalk you. No. Just because you're trying to be all slick, no. You got to put it right here. You get punched 50 times.
How you gonna let him do what they want to do, but when my man call up, you gonna make him do what you want him to do? That's not fair.
Exactly. See, I ain't even have to answer the question because you already know.
That's Marquetta. Hey, Marquetta, is it?
No, that was Kid.
Hey, Kid,
listen,
Kid. What?
Take some
Epidural
and relax. Shut up. Don't you talk to her like that. It's like, no, Ben, you can have the truth. It's fine. You can have the truth. You don't have to do the dare. I'm going to be nice because my brother wasn't a whatever. The truth, Benji, the truth is, have you ever stalked a person, a female? Have you ever stalked a female before?
Yeah, I've stalked about 2 females before. I was young and dumb, and then going off in love, but it wasn't love. But, I mean,
Let me find out what happened. Was she cheating on you?
No, like, I had the feeling that she was, but she really wasn't, but I thought I was in love with her, but I wasn't in love with her. I was just in love with her, you know.
Tell us the story. No, don't be vague. You was young, you know what I mean? Give us a little reflection story. Tell us a little story. What happened? How did you stalk her?
To make a long story short, it was one time I was on the corner of her block just to see if I see a nigga coming out of there or not. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean, after like 10 minutes, I'm like, yo, what the fuck I'm doing? Like, I'm drawing. I'm smoking a cigarette. I was standing on her block so long, I was smoking a cigarette. I finished the cigarette. I kind of liked it. And I put it out, and I still had a half a joint left. So I'm like, I'm drawing. Let me just take my dumb ass home and then get it right. So that's basically it. That was just 5 years ago.
Yeah, I'm definitely stalker queen of the world. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I will get to know your whole entire everything. Your itinerary
It's definitely all in my BlackBerry and shit. I know all your comings and goings.
Okay, thanks.
You know, to when the last time you came, when the last time you're gone, I know.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why is a female so smarter than dudes? Being sneaky and all that type stuff? Like, we always get caught. Why is female so smarter than dudes when it comes down to being sneaky? And not getting
You know what? Because we're in overtime and nobody else could call in, I must definitely – oh, wait a minute. It's 10 seconds left. All right, I'm going to wait. I'm going to definitely let you know. You don't know why? Because a female will think about all the possibilities to get away with stuff. A guy will be like, oh, all right, if I do this, I get away. But a female will plan her shit down to plan Z, double Z and shit, like, you know, exhausted,
right.
Double A, double L, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just got all that shit thought out, like, oh, shit, you know what I'm saying? And we can improvise. What? As the whole shit unfolds, we like, all right, listen. Now it's not longer red, it's a blue fucking backdrop. Like, it is what it is, but I just think that females think faster than men. Like, I just do.
I'm going to keep it real simple, right? Eve tricked Adam into biting the apple.
First of all, Eve was given the apple. Wait a minute. First of all, we even talked about this the other day. Eve was given an apple from the devil, who was a man, okay, to trick her man. So don't even put it like that. She never met any man before in her life, and then all of a sudden you got a snake man talking to you. How is she supposed to think that's off? Like, for real. Like, her man should have been there to protect her. Adam should have been stalking Eve, not letting her have no time to be talking to no snake. He thought it was cool for her to talk to the snake, too. So Adam was just as dumb. So come on now. Don't blame her. Don't even blame her.
You know what?
I defend women
show.
All the way down to the first woman. I will defend her, too. Don't play.
Next show has definitely got to be a manly man show. You know, we got to come back because I feel like tonight was Bash the Male night. I don't even feel like it was about who your stalker. We just got cremated tonight. I mean, that's crazy.
Oh, we'll bring the guys back next time, you know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, I'm going to play a little song for you guys. We're going to play BSD, I Ain't Worried About a Girl, you know what I'm saying? This is for you fellas, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry about us, girls. Just get money for us. That's all. You ain't got to worry about a girl. Just go make the money for us. We'll be happy. You don't have to worry about us. Go make money. So we're going to play BSD, I Ain't Worried About a Girl, because to everybody calling the show, this is for the fellas to redeem themselves. Is that what's going to make you happy, Wayne?
No, that's not going to make me happy. What's going to make me happy is you know what, I ain't even going to say it on air. I'm going to wait. I'm going to play this music and I'm going to wait. But you know
what?
Say it. What's going to make me happy is if Miss Marquetta stay online. That's what's going to make me happy.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I can do that now because you asked me.
Yeah, see, now she don't even want to do it. You done fucked up.
Wait a minute. I just wanted to stay online so that we can continue the conversation.
You done fucked up, don't you?
Now, see, when I say I'm not going to stay online.
You done fucked up, don't you? What you was doing at 11:45, you know you done fucked up, don't you, Senor?
You know what, that's okay. I can redeem myself without no problem. But you know what, though, before we play this hot track, I want to give a shout-out to all the callers. I want to thank everybody for calling in and the people who didn't call in because you was a little shy, who posted comments on our web pages and so forth about would you stalk somebody or not. And also, 10-10-10 Diamond Spotlight Open Mic Network and Show starts at 8 p.m. sharp. Make sure y'all be there. Support my sister, Honest Fire. Make sure y'all come out, have a good time. No school for the kids on Monday, so y'all ain't got no excuse. You know what? You stay right where you at while I play this track.
Yeah, this for the fellas. Don't worry about us girls. Make your money. Come out.
I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl. I ain't worried about a girl. I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl. Years ago I told myself this was it. Took the red pill so I wouldn't miss a fit. I'm too technical to sweep a mop or try to manage. I'm too hungry for this bread to be making a sandwich. You won't be here long, you just a tourist. I'ma burn the forest like no tomorrow's. Coming dead at your neck, keep the collars up. You was on, now you off, cause your power cut. Out of luck, pour a little liquor, tilt your bottles up. I'm feeling like Fab, kill the competition. Some blue magic with Pro Tools, the composition. The feds gonna try to throw them a long time conviction. I'm banging niggas in their head for them hook checks. It's been a long time since the city looked wet. Making niggas play the bench in my rookie year. Schooling niggas, you might as well hooky head. I'm on the same plane, yeah. Just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl. I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl. If I don't like your music, that don't mean I'm hating. You say you got my back, that don't mean I'm waiting. I don't pause for these lames, keep moving. Treat you like a deer and laugh at you in my rear. I got a thick bitch flossing, you stuck with a toothpick. My cap game, wow, stuck on stupid. I'm loyal, never burn bridges to fall off. I'm all about the team, I was never a ball hog. Signed to a label, not while I'm local, not until they got checks like my social. I can't get what I need, I go postal. When it comes to my chicken, I roast you. I'm trying to count fresh hundreds till my palms leak. Fucking up money with my niggas down Palm Beach. Keep them lame ass niggas out of arm reach. Chase money while I get chased by a calm freak. I'm on the same thing, yeah. Just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl. I ain't worried about a girl. I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl.
Shout out to everybody calling the show. You know what I'm saying? Huh? Hold on. My bad. Hold on. Next intro. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody joining the show. Big MC Demel, X Squad DJs. You know what I mean? Fino. We bashed a lot of guys. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk some shit in future shows. We want to talk about the party line, too, coming up soon on Philly Shine. I just laughed thinking about that. Party line was crazy. I never forget teaching my sister that the party line was a place never to go to. And she never went on it, too. But shout out to everybody calling in Philly Shine. Always join us. We have fun. You get to know my crazy ass. All my beautiful callers and my great banging co-host. Thank you, bro. I'm going to make sure I call you after the show. Peace, everybody.
Bye-bye. Take y'all on next time.
Wait.
Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye to the baby.
Bye-bye.